This week, the Senate is considering efforts to reauthorize and extend the surface transportation and highway bills. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with information on how this affects the ag sector.
The Senate is looking at a six-year extension with funding available for the first 3 years of that legislation. Included in the bill are a number of provisions important to agriculture that deal with hours of service, commercial driver's license issues, and other provisions that would reduce regulations on agriculture and agribusinesses when it comes to transporting their products.
In addition,
the Senate has attached to the highway bill an extension of the Export-Import Bank, which expired at the end of June.
The House has already considered a short-term extension of the highway bill.
It's unlikely that the House will take up the Senate version before they begin their August recess, which is scheduled to start next week. So sometime in September, when the House and Senate return, they'll have to work to resolve the differences between their two versions of the highway reauthorization.